And now, broadcasting directly to your personal devices, it's the Topper Sports Podcast, featuring our founder and CEO, Topper. Also featuring Commissioner Lenny Alba. And last but not least, the head of officiating, a.k.a. the dirtiest player in the game, Rapier. And without further ado, let's go!
Back up in your ass with the resurrection. Is the group harder than an erection that shows no affection? They want to ban us on Capitol Hill.
All alone, it was a ghetto.
Your
team
sucks.
The best overall team, because
it's non-PPR. Why would you shouldn't go for another wide receiver?
Well, you just said he could have Mike Davis and DJ Moore, and then he could have three really good running backs. The decision's over.
But yeah, they'll be fine. Cause here, if you switch it to running backs,
novices.
You have Mike Davis, who's going to be good. Kareem Hunt, who's going to be good. Gaskin is still a starter. Chase Edmonds is the starter. Mostert is going to be good. God, Gordon's not.
Eh. Topper said one name out of the last 12, and you were like, no.
Shut that down. Are we back up and running?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely recording all of it. We have to restart it.
Do we hear the noise?
No, it's good right now. Okay, just don't lick your microphone.
Have you given the intro already?
No, I didn't do anything yet. I was just letting you guys talk about fantasy football, because welcome everybody to the week 3-4. I forget where we're at this point.
This is
TSL podcast. It is at least the sixth podcast. For whatever reason, Audacity decided that I'm not allowed to stop what we were doing. So luckily I realized it now and not an hour and a half into the show. So so we're over the podcast. So we're going to restart it real quick. We didn't even really get into the game, so it's not too bad. I'm here with Patrick, who you will hear sounds and us talking about football players because he's in the middle of doing his fantasy football draft. I'm not entirely sure why he scheduled it that way, but he did.
Well, I don't schedule the draft.
But you knew that you didn't know you were going to have the draft when you told everybody to be here at 6:30, even though it's 7:17 now. Okay, that's fine. I'll give it to you. That's fine. My guest this evening.
Why can't I multitask?
Because you can't multitask. You can barely drink and talk.
Well, I've got Dylan here to help me out.
Exactly.
Damn it, I ruined it. Start over.
No, it's okay. Dylan Geloza is here today. Dylan is, of course, the quarterback of Top Shot, now the quarterback of Free Ballers. He came from the Tater Tots. You're going to have to half-ass tell everybody where you came from again, so just go to
That's
it. How'd you get involved in football?
So I was an original member of the Tater Tots 3 or 4 sessions ago.
Right.
My buddy Dave Marcus, guy with the beard, drunk, sober Meg's fiancé. Only sober because we're currently not playing the session as a team.
That's probably why, actually.
So I originally was brought in with that team, and yeah, so we were in D6 for a couple sessions, and I moved up to play with Top Shot in D3 last session, and now I am in D2 with them and on the Free Ballers as well.
That's pretty fantastic. And then you said you met our other guest here, Blaise LaDuca. Tell hello to the people, Blaise.
Hi, everyone. Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Topper. I love to be here.
We love to have you here. And I didn't ask you this earlier, but I'm asking now. It's like 80 degrees out. Why are you wearing a winter hat?
Because I'm balding.
But we know that.
And I look cool.
Balded.
Yeah. Okay. Balded. That's fantastic.
The real reason is I didn't wear sunscreen on Saturday for 5 hours
under
the sun. Yeah, I'm not used to having my head shaved, so I still have to have people come up to me midday and be like, Blaise, do you have sunscreen on?
And you're like,
and
no,
like,
oh, no, I
crap.
Don't.
Like, I'm not used to this, so.
That's actually really awful. I feel terrible for you. It's
got
to be so much pain right
now.
It's
a great learning lesson.
You gotta talk to Travis, get some of his hats from his hat store.
Or Bobby. Have you seen the hats Bobby wore?
Oh, they're great.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
They're like fishing hats.
Yeah.
Those are ridiculous, but I love them too.
But they work.
So speaking of Bobby, that's, you went into it for a minute. That's kind of how you guys met. You were throwing for the Tots because you had just picked it up, and you started doing the Bobby quarterback club where, you guys were just throwing around, playing around. That's how you guys met, and he kind of just asked you to be on Top Shot?
Yeah, after 2 sessions ago. So the first session after COVID, I think, right?
So, it's funny. I was originally the quarterback for Enfuego for the past 3 years, and I kind of wanted to pass that torch to somebody.
Wait, those are seasons, not years, right?
Three seasons.
Okay, because
yep.
I just want to make sure. I didn't
Within
think you played
Fuego,
that long.
Sorry. It all blends
oh,
together.
Oh, I understand that completely.
For 10 years. So, I was actually, I met Dylan because I was friends with Nick Angelo, who was supposed to play with us. He's still on our roster, but I was supposed to. I went to Nick Angelo's game on Tater Tots, and I saw Dylan playing quarterback. I was like, who is this guy? He can throw the ball 40 yards further than me, and off the field, he's a great guy. And that's where I met Dylan, and then we kind of bonded playing pickup football Saturday mornings with Bobby, Nick, and all them and all those guys. So that's really how it all started. It was just luck, friend of a friend.
Okay. And,
so Nick and I run the Tater Tots together. We played very well together as other people on the team too. So when Nick was looking to move up, I was also interested in moving up, but also I still wanted to be on the Tater Tots because those are all my really good friends. I want to still play with them because I have fun playing with them.
What happens when the Tots come back and you're on two other teams?
We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Got you. Completely understandable, my friend. Yeah, so, I mean, like we were talking about, you guys...
We'll see how my fantasy team projects out.
Will you let a D1 quarterback play in D6 as quarterback? That's the question.
He'll play as a receiver.
I'll play receiver.
He played receiver. He absolutely did that.
Team here? Maybe
just like the free ball.
Also, I don't know if you noticed this, but you're not in D1. You tried to be, and then you got scared and went back down. Unbelievable. But, yeah, but that's actually where I was headed. You guys are in D2. You know, you've had a hell of a D3 last year for sure. Moved up. And you're killing it right now. You're playing very well, 3-0 so far. And you were telling me before we lost the program here that you guys haven't even played a full strength yet, right?
Right. So this past Saturday, we were missing, 4 or 5 people on our team, I believe. We were missing Jack
Hay.
The
whole D2 lineup we were missing, yes.
Right. Yeah. So we were missing Jack Hay. We were missing... Rodden, we were missing Adrian,
Kayla,
so
Jordan.
Basically,
so
a pretty
five
good
people
team
right there.
Yeah, that'll do it.
And everybody plays a role on our team. We're equally
important.
We were saying in the last recording, we're a family, so we all trust each other. We all have a job. If somebody messes up on that job, nobody yells. Everybody picks each other's heads up, and that's why we're so good.
Right, did you say no one yells?
Well,
not anymore.
Topper picked up what I was going to say.
Can you comment on that? Does anyone yell on our team currently?
I've definitely yelled once or twice.
I was going to say, you definitely yelled at Blaze during our game that one time. I remember that.
That was a game-changing he needed a little fire under his butt.
We needed a girl touchdown.
And you got it.
And we got a girl touchdown.
Yeah.
Spectacular. So, Blaze, that is a question that I have for you because, I mean, you definitely, you know, even we'll just say a few seasons ago, would like to freak out and get upset and blah, blah, blah. And I know that you had other personalities making things more difficult for you at the time, but now you're just even... So what is it like for you being on a team where it's like, that's not a problem? And it's just like, is it just completely like night and day?
Well, this is the first team I've been captain of where I haven't had to play quarterback, so this is pretty new for me, but I like it. I don't have that many responsibilities, but making sure everybody gets there, and once we're there, we just have fun. What was your original question, Joe? Sorry.
I was just going to say, can you tell, like, the difference in, like, your everyday life of just, like, not having to be on a team that's, like, maybe screaming at each other a whole bunch or whatever? This seems like... You know, you're pretty close-knit, and you're just kind of like, everything always seems like even keel and chill for the most part, right?
Yeah, I owe that to the people I play with. Once again, I said, nobody's blaming anybody. Like, obviously, we're all super competitive. We're all really good friends. We don't want to lose. So if somebody needs some criticism, we're not afraid to give it, but we know how to toe that line where it's not disrespectful.
Right. I don't remember what else we really talked about in the beginning, so we just roll with it. But let's just... move on to the games now. We'll go to the 10 o'clock games. Blaze is going to be cool and read the scores for us, and we can chat about it. So let's get to 10 o'clock.
Yeah, so to start off for the 10 o'clock games, we have a couple D3 or D2 teams leading us off. First off, Scared Hitless beat XQC 36-20. Then we have our other D2 game, Bullet Club losing to a Topper's team, Wide Dove Cries 28-36. They're sitting across from each other. I can see them staring hardly into each other's eyes.
We just do that
anyway. Pretty awkward over here.
We really just do that anyway.
Then we have finishing the D2 games for 10 o'clock. We have Top Shot beating Notorious BNB 33-22. Then we have the Angels in D3 beating Last Dance 43-28. And our last game of 10 o'clock is D4. Today's Feast losing to Vaspian 16-42.
All right. And we'll touch that last one right away, like we had said in the last recording right before it got all messed up. Vaspian with a big win against Today's Feast. Good to see them.
Is that Brian quarterbacking?
I believe so. He was there, so I assume that he was quarterbacking. I mean, I can't imagine that he wouldn't have been at that point. So shout out to Vaspian, figuring it out, you know, like that they went down a division to basically do exactly what they're doing, figure out life without Drew and not, you know, attached to one receiver, which always happens when you're, you know, I mean, Dylan, you recently started playing quarterback. Did you have, like, your favorite targets that you maybe threw to a little too much, even if you're trying to, like, spread the ball around?
Definitely.
Yeah, it's just the way it goes, of course. You always go to that safety, you know, that safety net. And, well, like I said, they got a win. That's awesome. Then the Angels beat Last Dance. The Angels kind of started off a little rocky, but, I mean, you can't keep them down for this long, right? I know you have a special place in your heart for this team.
Oh, no, I love the Angels now since now. I've grown up. Interesting storyline, though. I heard Jay-Z, in the middle of the game, walked off the field and quit. But not only did he walk off the field, he wanted to make sure the show was about him. So he called a timeout, proceeded to walk off the field, and left. So not only did he hurt his team by leaving a man down, he also blew one of their timeouts just randomly in the first half game.
Just so everybody knows, I am quitting. How does... Oh, my God. That is the most frustrating thing in the world. I almost feel like if I was a referee, I would give that team their timeout back.
That's a Jay-Z thing, though, right? Let's be honest.
Nobody here is going to say that it isn't. Oh, no. It's so ridiculous. So he quit. Whatever. Angels win. They beat Last Dance. Get back on track. That's awesome. And then the last game that happened that we didn't... What none of us here were a part of. Scared Hitless came out and beat XTC. What did you say the score was? 36-20?
Yeah.
Okay. XTC, I'm not really sure who they had there, but Scared Hitless has been they've been playing really well.
Doobie XTC back. Had their whole lineup.
Really?
Doobie was playing quarterback. They had Katie
Micah
Keller.
There for that one. Micah. Is Micah even on that team anymore?
Micah is on people's rosters, but he doesn't show up, right?
But he was there on Saturday, so I don't know if he played in that game.
Oh, no kidding. But, I feel like if he did, it would have been closer. But shout out to Scared Hitless, who they stayed in D2 after they tried to hide in D3 after signups. But you moved them back up because you didn't care. And, well, they got another win, and they haven't really lost yet either. But, guys.
They're streaky.
I guess so.
They're a streaky team.
And so maybe they're scared.
They win 4 in a row and then lose 4 in a row.
Are you going to predict them to start losing a whole bunch?
All depends on how their quarterback plays, honestly.
Isn't that everybody?
He played really good against us.
Yeah,
that's
Dylan's been coming along. A lot of Dylan's coming along. Dylan quarterbacks, apparently. So let's talk about the other Dylan who can throw a football pretty far. Top Shot, 33. Notorious BNB, 22. Guys, tell me what happened here.
So we actually started off this game down 16-0 right away. So So the ball I use is a little bit bouncy, as people like to say.
Bouncy how? Like just too much air in it?
I'll save Dylan. He's trying to say something he shouldn't right now. Let's just say it hit off somebody's arms because the ball is bouncy. Long story short, going into halftime, we were down 22-8 with Baker's team having the ball to start off the possession. Amber, who is new to our team, she made an excellent pick. And then we went on from there. Our defense pitched a shutout in the second half, and Dylan and offense clicked on full cylinders. So it was kind of a chess match to start off between Baker and I on defense. And he had the upper sleeve in the first half, but then in the second half we adjusted, and I feel like they were just a step behind. And I would say that would paint the story.
Yeah, just about. I think Dave Baker might have been on our team in the first half.
Oh, wow.
Which might have played into our deficit. But,
fair enough. Were you guys both wearing dark colors?
No.
They actually wore white.
Yeah. No kidding. So, Dylan, I have to ask you this question, because Blaze said something very interesting in that last little soliloquy there. He said him and Baker were in a defensive mind meeting chess match here. Would you consider Blaze a defensive mastermind?
Look at him, obviously.
That's why I'm asking you the question.
He does. I mean, as we said before, our team, we collaborate. Mm-hmm. Actually, I don't know if that was in this podcast.
Just pretend
or the
it's
last
not.
One. We'll say it's not. Okay. So our team, both offensively and defensively, we just communicate a lot. I think that's what we do best, honestly. So there is not one person on either side of the ball that really makes or breaks our team. Where we live and die as a team.
They're just never going to get you guys any way to shit on each other, and I love it. So congrats on your big win. That's cool. Hey, Patrick.
Yeah.
You're on a podcast over here, bud. Yes. I know you're looking at your computer the whole time.
He's up in 5 picks.
He is, it's true. So we played.
yeah.
Why don't you give me your little recollection of the game here? Because I vaguely remember it.
Yeah, it was. Well, I thought we were up by a lot.
You were.
We were.
You were up by a little bit to start off.
So.
And then all of a sudden you looked at me and goes, yeah, and you're like, how did that happen? I go, because we kept getting gender scores.
Gender touchdowns. So your girls came through. Deke, as you said, was probably drunk.
I didn't say it, but.
Or injured. Or injured.
I said that off air. Yeah, that's true. You didn't throw it to him either.
Right. Well, I you know. I learned.
It was fun. It got close, and then you guys ended up scoring kind of late, right?
Right.
But you guys started doing this like weird pitch it to Drew, is he going to throw it thing. Have you guys been doing that for a little bit? Or is that just like, let's screw around with it today?
I just wanted to see what was going to happen.
It was
Drew's always asking me to do stupid shit like that.
You like,
I was like, no, I'm going to have fun with
it. You did it like 8 times or something. It was probably like, what, 5 for real times? And then finally threw the pick on like a conversion. You're like, oh,
we
guess
saw
we went
a couple
to the well.
Things. Every time we would do it, I'm like, all right, I saw this. So let's do it again and see if that comes back.
And then it did. And then it did. I watched it happen.
And then I'm like, well, fuck it. I'm giving it to Drew this time. And then what do you do? He overthrew Aaron.
Right, which is obviously just a team move. That Topper is very distracted. That he's up to pick now.
Draft.
That was.
I'm thinking wide receiver, but I can't have one that has another bye.
Yeah, you
want to
scroll all the way
up
this way.
Unbelievable.
Bye week shouldn't even matter. Just punt on one day. It's fine. There's enough receivers. You can just figure it out.
So, Joe, what would you like to talk about in this downtime?
I don't honestly wouldn't. I'm just going to hope that we can get through this without being able to shut the show down. But, no. We played, you know, we always play Topper's team close.
They're a good team.
Yeah, like for sure. I think we've played our last, like, 30 games or, like, a one-score game. So, it's not a surprise that one team went up and the other one kind of made a comeback. Like I said, we rallied back to tie it, and they scored late to take the win, which was good for them. We couldn't score at the end to force the tie, so it is what it is there.
Yeah.
But while they're talking, how about you read the 11 o'clock games so that way we just don't hear Topper clicking and breathing.
Yeah, let me pull the 11 o'clock games up. Okay, starting. Oh, 1 second, my phone is acting up.
That's okay. My computer acts up, so it makes sense.
How's our podcast going?
It's not too shabby.
All right.
Okay, start off the 11 o'clock games. We have Slob Kebabs versus Tight Ends Emotion. Tight Ends came away with the victory 45-19. Follow that up, we have Frodo Swagans squeaking out a victory against Untouchables 42-40. Then we have, once again, today's feast. They had not such a great day against Cunning Stunts. Many new teams don't have great days against the gender girl, the ladies, the gender teams. That score was 35-14. Practice squad came away with a victory 35-30 against Puckett All-Stars. And our last game at 11 o'clock was Let Us Win versus Waste of Potential, with Waste of Potential coming away 42-20.
Okay, so Waste of Potential this week, they had Coach Jay. Coach Jay was there to throw. I know that he won't be there every week because he's Coach Jay. He's got stuff to do. He's a very important man. So he had the offense humming a little bit, and Let Us Win is still relatively new. Waste of Potential has some really good players on their team that people don't know about because they play in D5 for a team that doesn't sit at the bar all day, which is just honestly the quickest way to get recognized, I think, is be at the bar a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I think that's just like the, like, if you want publicity, you either come on the podcast, write into whatever article you want to be a part of, or you just go to the bar and sit there and talk to everybody. And
or you have your college, your Facebook profile picture with your college football team. That's how you met Adrian, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's not how I met him.
Well, that's how you get noticed, yes.
Right. That's how I met him. I actually didn't know he had that. I met him at Bobby's house at the party he gave everybody COVID at. So anyway. fun times, great memories. Blaze, you said it best. New teams struggle with gender teams. Cunning Stunts has been doing this together for, man, 10 years now, it feels like, or at least 10 seasons. And today's feast got feasted on. They had a rough day at the office because they lost both games by a lot. So hopefully that's not too discouraging.
I did remember watching them.
Okay.
Super athletic team. Bunch of good guys. Their girls look pretty solid. But once again, it's their first time playing in our league. And I do think they belong to be in D4. I just don't think they're going to figure out how to beat the girl teams as quick. But
just yet.
Against the guy team, I think they can hold their own.
I think the thing that a lot of new teams forget or don't even know, you can't really forget it if you're new. You can be as athletic as you want to be in this league, but if you don't know how to play the game, like I understand that to some people it's just football, but
it's a chess game.
It is. It's co-ed football. There's nuances to it. Nuances? I don't even know how to say it the right way. It doesn't matter. The point is, exactly. So there's been many times that, like, older, not nearly as athletic people have just gone out and just walloped super athletes because they're not playing their games the right way. I mean, even just poke at the Woodpeckers.
The Peachy Platoon Bullet Club playoff game last session. Look at that game.
There you go.
You just guys came out and
super brilliant human beings.
I
wouldn't say we kicked the shit out of them. You can swear. It's fine. It's my show. But, oh, God, no. No kidding. We're fine, guys. But, no, sometimes screens go black. It's cool. No, joking aside, I'll never say that we beat up Peachy like that. But, yeah, but a team that did get beat up was the Slop Kabombs. They went into D1. They're trying to just be a new team in D1, which I think is just, like, insane.
Is that Ben Stack's new team?
Yes. No. So, like, if you're going to put together a team of athletes and stuff, but you never really, like, your whole team hasn't played together before, well, then you play the champions who are already a little mad about losing the week before to a losing streak. Well, sometimes you lose 45-19, and Emily Curry ends up a little bloody because Ben gets over-aggressive. But what are you going to do?
So is Slop Kabobs in Notorious B&B breakup?
I wouldn't say it's a breakup. I know that Baker and Alex Buklis wanted to play together, okay, but there's no way that's going to happen if they want to be in D1 because Baker's not leaving tight ends.
Two sticky bandits, old
right.
teammates.
Yeah. Right, so I think they just started the B&B team to be able to like play together and whatever, and that's why they're in D2, which is fine. I mean, like I said, it's not like they're overpowering.
No, they're a good team. Anything.
Exactly. So it's another team that fits perfectly into D2, which I don't remember if we said this on this show or the one that magically vanished, but D2, like top to bottom, is always a lot of fun. It's very competitive. And if you sleep on a team, like it doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter what rank they are going into the playoffs. If you're not on top of your game, you're going to lose, you know, and that's why we always see the one seeds never really like tend to win it. It's always like, how is this a 6-7 matchup or something ridiculous?
Top Shot knows that.
Exactly.
Personal experience.
Exactly. And that was D3, so it only gets worse from here. So it's almost like you don't want to be the number one seed, but it is what it is. What other game happened? Oh, Frodo played Untouchables in what seems to be a barn burner here. I wish I knew how this game ended because 42-40, I wonder did Untouchables like score and go to tie, or I always wonder if there's like something cool that happens there, but nobody knows, but either way, Untouchables have been scoring left and right. They've been really good this year. Frodo, they are a team that is always on top of the division.
I was a field away. I think Frodo scored on the last play of the game to win, actually.
That is right.
See? I knew there'd be an
because
exciting
because before the last drive, Jeremy Burr threw a beautiful touchdown scrambling, and then obviously Jeremy Burr is Jeremy Burr. He's yelling. He thought that he had the game in hand, and Garrett just went down the field, I think, in two or three plays.
The old field general, Garrett. Garrett Beeson.
Like, and took Greg the win, might have had an opportunity to catch a game-tying two-point conversion and probably dropped it.
You just wanted to talk shit about Greg, but they literally just told you that Frodo scored. So.
But they weren't positive. They're thinking that.
I feel like I trust them over you.
All right.
You don't even remember. Never mind. I don't want to get into that. That's off-air talk. It's off-air talk. It's fine. But, yeah, so that's exciting.
But, you know, don't come running to me when I'm the one that brought the umbrella and then it's going to start raining.
Is that a metaphor for something?
I have no idea. We're in a garage, so, like, what do you want me to do here?
I'm just saying. We're going to get hit by a pretty big storm in a little bit.
Are we really?
Yeah.
I hate my life. All right. That's exciting. Let's talk about noon.
And you left your windows open.
For our 12 o'clock Shit. Games, we have Scared Hitless beating Topper's team, Why Dove Cries, 32-28. We have Top Shot beating XQC 39-36. We have Super Freaks losing to Gray Hair Don't Care 27-47. We have Wasted Potential beating Come From Behind 35-24. Then we have the Tox losing to Spinelli's Plumbing 24-39.
All right. Well, Topper, why don't you give us the rundown of the Scared Hitless matchup? What happened there?
Well, the game doesn't feel like it was that close.
Okay, but was it? And did
you
score?
In which direction do you mean?
As the guy who enters the scores into things,
no,
did you screw up?
No, I mean, I didn't screw it up, I guess. Yeah, we were down. We probably had a chance to win it, maybe, and I got sacked.
That sounds right. Now, yeah. Now it's coming back.
And Garbaz is just staring at shit like, I don't understand. Like, he doesn't pay attention to the pass rush at all.
Fair enough.
So, I mean,
are you literally saying the count was too fast?
Oh, I've been telling him the whole game was too fast.
Oh, okay. And
you would think he would listen to the owner of the league.
Yeah. You would think.
But he doesn't really listen to anyone.
That's fair.
I can attest to
so,
that.
So, I mean, that's, right. I'm not going to get special privileges.
Privileges.
But anyways, but they didn't make any mistakes. Not that I made any mistakes either. I don't think I threw any picks.
It's a 2-point game. I don't think anybody made a mistake.
Yeah,
to a 4-point game.
But their quarterback was on. I mean, he was just picking us apart.
Nice.
Basically, not that it's not a high scoring game too bad, but we just didn't make any stops.
And then Top Shot, you guys come in with you walk away with a 3-point win against XTC. What happened in this one?
That was probably our most challenging game of the day. It was an offensive game to start the first half. We scored on our first two plays, and XQC responded. Topper is up to pick again, so excuse. Dylan probably won't be speaking, even though this is his segment. So we were probably down by 10 going into halftime. And the second half was really a battle. Sean W., who will become one of the league's best players, well, most well-known eventually, had a pick 8 to my sister to take a 8-point lead. And then Scott Klusman, who was subbing for us, he let up a bomb the very next play. So and they ended up getting 10 points. So we were down 2 points with, 2 minutes left. And Dylan had a beautiful drive. It ended up being 6-0 at the 15. And everybody was looking at Sean to make a play. I wasn't in the huddle, I heard after, but Sean called himself as a decoy, actually. So watching from the sideline, all I see is Sean say, Dylan, he puts his arm up, dragging across the back end zone. And I kid you not, XQC's whole team follows him. And Nikki just slides up the field and scores the game-winning touchdown.
Yeah. You didn't draw that up? You just did what you were told there?
So back to our collaborative effort as a team.
Team efforts.
Yeah, no, it just worked out. Obviously, Sean is an extremely talented player, mm-hmm. and he draws that type of attention every single time we play.
Is he just a natural athlete, or did he play ball before?
He played basketball in college.
Okay.
But he probably could have played football, too.
Fair enough.
I like to compare him to Chris Nelson, except for he's 30 pounds heavier and maybe half a step slower, if that. Right. So that just speaks to how good I think Sean is.
Sean's very, very, very good.
I think Chris Nelson's the best player in the league.
I think you're right about that. That's for sure. Okay, so, I mean, big win for XTC. Cut, take two. Big game, big win against XTC. Like I said, you guys are rolling. You're gonna be there at the end. Like you said, as long as you don't, I guess, do what you did last playoffs and blow it, you'll be A-okay, right?
It was a great season nonetheless.
Yeah.
Look at that. Look at the new Blaze. Wow. New Blaze is
Blaze.
It's awesome. I love new Blaze. He's just relaxed and chilled.
You know what? Even though we lost in the playoffs, we had a fun season.
It's a learning experience,
and,
of course.
And we lost 2 games, and, you of know, course. It happens. And back to what you alluded to, sometimes it's not the number one seed who wins it all.
No, it very rarely can
it's
be.
It's the team that you – or I think Quinn was what? Like this –
7th seed at that time?
They upset Frodo in the first round, yes.
So. That's still crazy. All they had to do was get rid of Rodden, and they won a championship. What a surprise, huh?
Well, no, he's on our team, so thanks.
Good luck with that. But, all right, so the rest of the noon games here, like we said, Waste of Potential beat Come From Behind. It's really good to have Come From Behind back in the league just because they've been around for ever, right? Like, I mean,
went to high school with Paul's sons. They
no
were
kidding.
2 years below me, so Paul and
Paul's
Harlan,
been
yeah.
Paul's been around forever.
Paul Jr., yeah. So.
And they're there. They're at the bar, and I believe they had a whole bunch of pudding shots. Is that where the pudding shots came from?
So we'll be doing pudding shots this week again at the fields for our charity, our fundraiser for the Veterans One Stop Center. So we'll have the wheels out and having some fun, but those were samples for us to, you know, try and see which flavors we liked.
And you bought 100 pudding shots then? You ordered 100 pudding shots?
We ordered 100 pudding shots.
So do you know, since we're already in there, do you know what we're going to do with that? You said you wanted to charge like $5 a wheel spin?
What we think
we're
going to do is have some fun with it. So we'll figure out the exact, rules of the game. But it'll be $5 for the spin.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll put some fun things on the wheel.
Okay.
That will either be, we'll almost make it like prize or punishments. Too.
I was going to say, are we going to use the smaller wheel for this?
We're
going to
use the smaller wheel. Some of the prize might be, we might donate some, well, not donate, we'll pay for for Olivia to do some cleaning at someone's house as a prize.
Olivia is my sister, and she has her own cleaning business. That is what Topper is alluding to.
What's her cleaning business called? Does she have a name for it yet?
A&J Cleaning.
Perfect. Give the plugs. That's what it's all about. But yeah, so we're going to definitely do that to raise some money.
We'll do buckets, we'll do some shots, but You might pay $5 and you might have to pay another $5 if you lose.
That's fair.
I mean, it's gonna
whatever.
Be,
prizes
but these
or
pudding shots are worth.
They were amazing. I had the key lime pie one, and I thought it was fucking fantastic. And then I had the cannoli one, which was still good, but not as good as the key lime pie one. But there was like a list of maybe 10 of these things, different flavors. She really put some time and effort into them. It'll be a good time.
It's a craft.
It's some dumb thing we're doing for the league, so of course it's going to be a good time. But Wasted Potential came out. They beat Come From Behind, whatever. Come From Behind are heroes anyway because of the said pudding shots. Wasted Potential is the team I just talked about, so I'm going to scratch that and go to Gray Hair Don't Care, go on, and they beat Super Freaks. Super Freaks, again, they're the Ralph Finney team where he's playing quarterback.
Ralph hurt his ankle last week, so he did not play this game.
At all?
He did not show up. I don't know if it's a twisted ankle. I don't know if it's something serious, but he was in pain when I left for his losing streak game.
Not good. But
Gray Hair Don't Care. I know Dylan is sitting next to me, and he is now the starting quarterback, supposedly, for Free Ballers. But I think Gray Hair Don't Care is the runaway favorites for D3.
Really? You calling your shot right now? You going to bet on it?
Eichhoff is a good quarterback. He had a lot of great talent. He got Corey, Molly, and Rodden. And I think his team was decent last year. And I just think when you get two D1 players, especially newlyweds in Corey Molly, who have chemistry, and then you have Rodden himself, I think that's the chemistry's there. I think the talent's there. They're my favorites to win D3.
Ooh, I like that. I like that you made a pick. But you might be my favorite guest because you just
ballers,
do stuff.
They're 1-1.
You know that we're not there.
I have a lot on the free ballers too.
I'm just looking. He was talking about them before, and I'm looking at they have 40 points for and 43 against. So.
But Dylan, you haven't thrown for them yet, right?
So what happened week one is that we were Ironmaning, actually.
Again. I get it.
Against Gray Hair Don't Care.
Really?
And they had a better first half. I think they were up 17-0, something like that. I believe we were down by 2 points with them driving late in the game. We had them at 6-0. They scored a touchdown off a deflection, missed their 2-point conversion, so we were down 10, and we ended up falling short, just ran out of time. So Gray Hair Don't Care is a great team. They've been playing together for multiple sessions. Dave Eichhoff is a great quarterback. They have great girls, and he has great talent around him.
They're also 3-0 without Corey and Molly playing one game this session.
So they
added first place in D3 without arguably their two best, newest recruits. So.
No kidding. So they just got them, but they've been on their honeymoon and stuff, so that makes sense. So the 3-0, they're on top of the division. I was just going to ask you to look that up. So great. Look at you. Already ahead of the game, Blaze. Real impressed right now. Loving it.
Free Ballers, yes, they lost Sean, but they did add three new people. However they want to spin Dylan as a wide receiver, quarterback, he's fine at both. Obviously, he's a D2 quarterback from undefeated team, so I think he's the best quarterback there. So if he does play quarterback, it allows George, who's a 6'5" wide receiver, to play wide receiver. They added Matt Keita, who every time I look over at that game, Matt's my old teammate. He's making a play. He's probably one of the fastest people on the field at any time. And they also added his wife, Jessie, who's pretty solid. So not only the Gray Hair Don't Care add good players, but so did Free Baller. So if I had a bet, I would say those two in the final and one score game.
Do you feel biased at all with this?
In which way?
I mean, you picked your two friend teams, essentially.
If Dylan's playing quarterback, who just went 10-1 in D3, and now he's 3-0 in D2, and now he's back in D3, he has a fast team, he has a good team, and he has that experience in D3.
Yeah.
I think Free Ballers has a good chance.
All right.
But if George is quarterback as well, they'll be as good.
For sure. I mean, I never really understood. George had to throw out of necessity, right? Cause
he was – funny story. When Fuego first came around, he was actually on our team as a wide receiver.
Right.
And it was after a Moe's game, Scott went up to him and like, hey, right now, shake my hand, you can be quarterback for Free Ballers. And that's the route he chose. He could have been wide receiver, but he picked quarterback. And it kind of looks like he's going back on that now.
No kidding. Okay, well, we had enough Free Ballers talk for an hour. They didn't have a single game in. And then shout out to Spinelli's Plumbing, showing up, beating Tox. They looked almost shorthanded this week, but I mean, Tox.
Katie
Swanson
is the best girl in the league.
I love Katie. Miss Frizzle is my favorite. I really enjoy her. She's really good at football. Okay, so shout out to them for getting their win over Tox, and let's just roll to 1 o'clock.
Yeah, so starting off 1 o'clock, we have a D1 matchup. Sticky Bandits losing the Titans in motion, 37-30. That was the last play of the game type of game.
Really?
Then we have Zach Attack losing the Breast Friends, 15-35. We have, sad to say, a Topper's third loss of the day to Woodpeckers, 21-37.
Sir.
Tox versus Woodpeckers, 21-37. Once again, we have Spinelli's Plumbing continuing their hot streak, beating Come From Behind in a close battle, 42-39. And lastly, we have Lenny's Ladies versus Blitzkrieg, 0-22 in favor of Blitzkrieg.
Okay, so first things first, you're incorrect. Topper hates Tox so much that he quit the team.
I don't hate them.
Well, that's what you told me.
They did have a new quarterback this week. No. I apologize for that.
No,
I was severely drunk, but I remember now.
No, Patrick is an old man.
So tired.
Patrick is an old man, and he learned last season. I'll say this for you. It's fine. There were days that we would be talking, and Topper's like, I have 5 games today. This is awful. When you throw in Breakfast Club, too, and I don't know if you know this, but a spring chicken, Patrick is not. So,
right.
Needless to say, after a couple weeks where his arm almost fell off, he decided to just dial it back this year.
Did you start off this year as Tox's quarterback? Mm-hmm. No.
No,
he made it pretty clear right away. They had actually been scrambling for a quarterback for a little time in the offseason.
Maybe that's why I was confused, because I saw a new guy
kind
who I never saw last week. I thought Topper maybe wasn't at the field or was too drunk to play.
So what happened was, that's a very fair assumption, and you're not wrong by saying that.
Wait,
however,
man, I've never been too drunk to play.
Right. So anyway.
I've played through a lot.
We'll let you think that.
That doesn't mean you should have.
No, but I'm just saying.
Okay, you're right. You have played through a lot. We'll stick with that.
Yeah.
But Topper left, and they were going to have Tommy Hughes throw, but he works way too much, and he turned it down too. But kind of like Patrick alluded to, Tox actually merged with Juiced because they needed a couple players. They had a couple players. So I believe the quarterback is the Juiced quarterback from last year, but I could be wrong on that. But I know that that's like Tox is like a mismatch of those two. So it's like Tox Juice, which is Juice Tox. Juice Tox sounds better, right? Yeah,
that
Juice
sounds
Tox better.
Yes.
All right. So that's where that came from. But they came out. They played the Woodpeckers. The Woodpeckers got a win. Hey, they can do it. They can actually win games.
Yeah.
In D5. We know they can win in D6 before we remove them from it. So I don't think we're going to kick them out of this division, though. I think we're going to let them stay in D5.
Perfect for them.
It is perfect for them. It's funny because you were telling me, like, every time Joe B makes a move now with his roster, he's emailed you the entire time to let them just check over the roster, make sure they're not, you know, illegal players.
We then run the roster against all ex-college football players, all CFL
all current
players
ones, yep.
All NFL rosters.
We have a whole database just to make sure.
Yeah, we do a lot of fact-checking now on their roster.
It's really funny. Spinelli's, as Blaze said, they continue their little hot streak here in D5. They must have got all their players around because last season they had everybody, and they just kind of ran roughshod through D6. They were really good. You played against them with the Tots,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so on the Tots, we lost to them in the championship.
Right.
That game was pretty close. They just made less mistakes than we did, but they're a good team. They have some good players. I know a couple of them personally. They're a great team.
Absolutely.
And they're great people. So
they've just always struggled with attendance for the
yeah.
most part, and they've been showing up lately, and it's been great for them the last
yeah.
couple of years. Here's a question then. Like you said, Tots lost to them in the championship. If Tots signs up, they're in D5, right?
Depends on who's on the roster, but I would assume yes, D5.
I
would
have said so too, because I mean I may or may not have said these things anyway, but
right.
you guys were more than good enough to win D6. Like you just said, it just wasn't your day, and you guys had a great game. So Spinelli's, they take on Cumber behind. They win by 3. They get another win out of the way, and hey, maybe they're going to make some noise in D5. Love to see it, because you always hate seeing somebody move up and then it go poorly. But I don't think we've had anybody move up and actually really struggle too much, so that's been really good to see, too.
Scared hitless last session, but they're making a bounce back year this year.
That's fair.
Takes time to adjust.
Yeah, it does, especially in D2.
100%. I mean, obviously, the higher you go, the more adjustment period will be. Let's see. Breast Friends got it together. They took on Zach Attack, and, I don't know. Maybe they just didn't have anybody that can chase down Travis, but Travis running around making plays with his girls, that's just what happens. Breast Friends gets back on track because they had lost their 2 games last week, so good to see them get a win here. But let's talk about the big game. Sticky Bandits takes on Titans in Motion. Last time these teams played was in the playoffs, and honestly, Sticky Bandits was a split second away from beating tight ends before they had won the championship, you know? And, yeah, so now here they come. Now, you had said...
Did you watch this game?
No, I didn't get to. I was playing in the other one.
I saw a good portion of this game, and it was a back-and-forth shootout. I saw Drew, newly acquired from Sticky Bandits, making 60-yard catches. I saw Derek B. mossing Drew, vice versa.
Tall guy battle.
And then this game basically went to the last drive. Sticky had the ball at the 10. They threw a quick out route to the left pylon, and it was just quite out of bounds. So that's how it ended. But Sticky had the ball, and they had a chance to tie or win. So for Sticky, I feel like they're new to D1. Last session was their first session, and now they're playing the champs. They weren't at full strength. They were missing my teammate, Adrian, who I think is a difference maker in any game he plays. So that's an encouraging game for Sticky, definitely.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like I said, Sticky, they just went up last session, and it might have started off a little rough, but as the season went on, things really, really clicked for them. They started winning some games, and then they had that great playoff game that, honestly, they should have won. And here they are. They stayed in D1, and they're still competing. They're still doing their thing, even with some roster changes. But, I mean, most of them have played together for so long that continuity just, it's hard to beat that, you know. And like you said, it came down to the last play, and there's another game where an inch the other way, they win the game, you know, or at least get closer. You know, they have to get the conversion, of course. But still awesome to see more teams competing in D1. I think that's what everybody really wants overall, and that way we have people complain less about having to go to D1. And then the last game of the hour was Lenny's Ladies, Blitzkrieg. The girls played really well. We were shorthanded a little bit. Some of our girls weren't here either. Like Katie Swanson was playing for Spinelli's, and Jamie Warren wasn't there, whatever. But the girls that were there played really well. They played. I just said screw it, and I let all the girls play defense, and I think it's more fun for them anyway. And they shut them. They were shutting down Blitzkrieg.
22-0's not bad because Blitzkrieg.
It was 6-0 at the half. They the only touchdown they had was fine. Like they had thrown the deep ball to the tall guy move, but they tried that a few times and it didn't work out, and they finally got one of them at the end. And then like I said, they got a gender touchdown in there in the second half and another one, whatever. And on our end, we got some new girls. We picked up some girls from the Bipolar Express when they folded this time around, or took hiatus. I don't remember what Gordon said specifically, but some new girls. And you know, it's on me. Like we alluded to how play calling is hard. I think that's in the deleted part that doesn't exist, but being a new quarterback, adjusting to play calling, like I'm not great at it. And the strides I may have made in the past, I realized, like, even during this game, I'm so used to like the girls I had last year, so I start saying things the way I would last year. But Jess Schmelzer, she just looked at me. She's like, "Yeah, people don't know what you're saying because some of us are kind of new here." And I was like, "Oh, that makes a lot of sense." So I got to just like remember
time.
That stuff. Yeah, no, for sure. And that was cool. Like we drove. It's not like we were awful. We got down the field a few times. Like we would get to the other. We would have a drop ball here or there, or I would overthrow somebody once or twice, and we just didn't get in the end zone. And what are you gonna do? Blitzkrieg played pretty well. I know they're missing their best girl, and they don't have their quarterback. Somebody else is playing quarterback for them. So
how did you like playing against Blitzkrieg? Because I reffed a couple of their games, and they're a little yappy at times. They're a little feisty. They're here to win.
I know that they can be feisty. Because I saw it. Not the last season, because I threw last season, but the first season of Lenny's Ladies, where I had torn my arm, so I didn't throw, but Jeff Eason was throwing, and they were playing pretty tough against our girls, and we ended up winning that game, I remember, but just, like, it was a thing where, like, dudes were bodying girls and getting, like,
they're feisty.
Yeah, that type of stuff happened. Like, there was one play, though, this game that
might have been their first session, though, when they were just first learning how they should play in this league.
Yeah, it was right around there. But, I mean, I'm not saying they're bad people. I think they're all really
they're
nice.
They're good people.
You know, like...
I actually know a decent amount of people on Blitzkrieg.
Well, then let's talk about it.
So, they are a great group of people.
Shout out, Blitzkrieg.
Yep. So, fun fact, myself and Donnie and Keegan from the Tater Tots, and Nick Angelo as well, we played against the guys from Blitzkrieg in softball over the summer and lost to them in the championship.
We even have one of their girls on our current kickball team, so it's kind of all...
Their girls are pretty good.
Mackenzie, she's probably one of the biggest sleepers in the league. She's pretty athletic, but she's just quiet and she doesn't drink, so...
The fool.
No one knows her. Yeah, she's a...
Everybody here is louder and drinks. I don't get it. Except for Dylan, obviously. Very quiet.
I have 5 beers in front of me. Dylan has maybe a water.
Right. Well, he's been helping Topper, too, though.
Yeah.
So Topper's been doing all the drinking for both of them. It's different.
This is water.
Is Topper even drinking?
No, Brian,
I think
who
I'm
are
one...
you?
Why am I drinking by myself?
Okay, there we go.
It was water.
There you go.
How rude.
You just got to turn it into wine now.
Well, I didn't
go
feel
all
like
Jesus
going
on it. It's fine.
Another bottle.
I know how hard that can be for you. But yeah, so that was 1 o'clock games. And oh wait, hold on. What was your story before we got cut off? Was the story just that you lost to them?
Well, lost to them, and then but they're a great group of people. I mean, they would never do anything aggressive in protest. I mean,
no, it was definitely just football.
Yeah, they're just trying to figure it out.
They like to point the finger when they lose, though. That's what at least I got when I was a ref.
Okay,
a lot of finger pointing. Yeah.
Well, it's great.
Moving on to 2 o'clock games.
Yeah, let's speed it up.
Yeah, for start off 2 o'clock, we have Past Our Prime against Bullet Club. Past Our Prime coming away with the win, 41-26. Up next, we have Free Ballers playing against Show Me Them TDs. Free Ballers came away 23-16. Pittsburgh Feelers lost to Zach Attack 25-55. And then lastly, we have 7-1-6 beating Not So Sticky 44-30.
No kidding. Okay, Dylan, did you throw for Free Ball? No. Did you?
No, so I would have, but I had a wedding to go to.
That's
so,
what I thought happened.
So George threw. But from what I heard, it was a very close game, very competitive, and they just got the job done without me. So
I think
I'm very proud of them.
Show Me Them Tees is kind of missing Tim. So
yeah, once again, another game I watch, Show Me Them TDs were missing Tim and Jack K. So probably their number one and quarterback. It was a back-and-forth game. Once again, Keita and George connecting well. Free Ballers girls playing well. But Show Me Them TDs, despite missing Jackie, their girls were pretty darn good themselves. So it was an even matchup.
I don't feel like I've seen 40-year playing guy much this season. Has he been around?
Scott?
Yeah.
Scott missed week one. He was supposed to bring Top Shots jerseys because he worked for a company that prints our jerseys. He was sick, so he didn't bring them. I think last week they had a
bye. The sick mean hungover.
So this was his first week at the field, I'm pretty sure.
All right. Like, it's been weird, because he hasn't been at the bar, James, or...
yeah, he didn't go to the bar after week two. Last week he didn't go to the bar either, yeah. He's been quiet on that front.
Huh, that's crazy. I hope everything's all right.
He's still getting drunk somewhere, though.
Well, that's for sure. Just where is it, you know? Yeah. Let's see here. So Zach Attack, after losing to Breast Friends, get their act together, and they win big time over Pittsburgh Feelers, so that might have just been a new team getting taken advantage of. Either way, props to them. Buffalo Vice tying inches and O's is really cool. I wish I had been able to like see that game, because that's one I would have wanted to watch if I wasn't too busy playing in my own game. But a 46-46 tie is really cool. I really wish I knew how that one turned out, because those are two of the top teams, I'd say, in D4, and I think that they're going to go back and just battle each other again and again in the playoffs, and I think that's I think those two teams are really, really good. I think they're more talented than people actually give them credit for, personally. And then, let's see here. What else happened? 7-1-6 beat up on Not So Sticky, which is fine, because I feel like most people beat up on Not So Sticky.
That was actually a one-score game the whole game until, like, a meaningless pick six at the end. So, 7-1-6 is Derek Pugh playing quarterback. And
correct.
Derek Pugh is phenomenal quarterback.
Also, I know it's been said, one of the nicest human beings on the planet.
Yeah, no, he's really nice. The limited interactions I've had with him, he's been nothing but nice.
Yeah, so that was, despite Not So Sticky being shorthanded, they were in the game until the last drive,
okay,
honestly. Yeah.
Who was throwing for Not So Sticky, do you know?
Rags.
Rags is throwing?
Yeah, I think it was his first game in this session. I could be wrong.
I think he's been here.
I'm never sure who's throwing for them, because like, I feel like they almost have like the revolving door of random sticky players that do it, because like I thought Ricky was throwing for them at one point, and I don't even know. I just know that's not Mike Thomas per the rules, so that's good. Maybe we'll make Jeff Kroll do it 1 week. That'll be really fun.
That'd be great.
And then Bullet Club, we played Past Our Prime. We got off to a rough start. We had to do this one. We had to do this one Iron Man, and it didn't feel good under the heat. But when people have other things to do, I get it. I mean, it's still, it was just before Labor Day, so people still have weddings and all this other stuff, and you know, it's just the way it works. So we were Iron Man in it, and we went down early, but then we made a comeback, and then we had like, we were about an inch away from getting three straight interceptions. Like, we had a pick, we went down, we didn't score on that one, and then we got another pick on the first play, on their first drive again, scored on that one, and then we were going for the 2-point conversion to make it a 1-score game, and Scotty, just to go back to like messing with Garbez, Scotty definitely like Olayed the girl, and she only got one hand on him, and Garbez couldn't see it, but he called it a sack even though it wasn't. So we could have got that conversion, but that was a really bad one. And like, I don't like yelling at the refs very much, because
we've all
like,
been there.
Yeah, unless you do something very terrible, like I don't really care. But I was just like, you need to pay the fuck attention, like whatever.
Right.
The very next play, Steph runs in, and Hogan is in the end zone, and she sacks him. It's a safety. It's beautiful. I'm like, all right, cool. There's our 2 points back, whatever. And nope, one hand. Like, no, this was way more clear than the other. Like, that sucked. So we ended up getting an interception on the drive anyway and whatever. But we got it close. We got it within one score, and then they came down. They scored on 6-0 to ice the game, so we didn't get it. There was no point in playing out the last, like, minute and a half. Cause what,
all can you're I ask you something anyway. About that game?
Of course.
So Past Our Prime is the highest-scoring team in the league.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were one of the highest-scoring teams last session, but their defense just sucked.
Right, correct.
Sucked.
Correct.
How do they play? Do they throw deep Fast every pace. Play?
So it's both. It's a mixture.
Hogan usually, in my past times, he the hurry-up offense, right? He has Keon. He has Kyle Conniff.
You nailed it. They go fast. They go fast, and sometimes they go fast and deep. There were some plays there, like their first play, like I said, throws it half the field to Keon, but Keon, if he has some space, he can make a dude or two, you know, miss, so then he gets more yards, whatever. But then there's other times where they rush, and even when they get these long plays, they're always rushing back to the line, getting set, getting going. Now, if they notice that you're not caught slightly off guard, they'll huddle real quick, whatever. But there was one girl whose name I can't remember. I'm going to feel bad about it, but she was just beating the crap out of us. She was just rocking the middle of the field, and she made tons of catches. She made their first, like, maybe 3 touchdown catches.
Yeah.
Very rising star whose name I need to learn, but I can't remember.
Everything. It's always fun watching their teams because they have that college Oregon look where it's just up-tempo.
Mm-hmm. It's very fun.
They're making you make mistakes.
And you look at Hogan and you're like, that guy does not look like he should be a great quarterback. But he is. He knows what he's doing because he's played with the same people. James Salato makes a lot of good plays.
I forgot James is also
right,
on that team.
Yeah. Yep. And that really helped him out. And like you said, they struggle a little bit on defense. You can get behind them.
I don't know
him.
If it's because their players are tired from sprinting up and down the field on offense.
No,
or
I think it's just I think it's schematic. I think it's schematic because
they don't have one voice on defense. Maybe?
No, we definitely ran some plays where we had proceeded to just like say, all right, we know they're not going to pay attention. We're just going to throw it past them, and we hit a few really really long plays, and that helped us with our catching up and whatever. And what do I want to say? Oh yeah, there was like they just had the right share of plays, and then there was one play where Hogan threw across the middle. I jumped across to try and pick it, and I got my hand on it and couldn't grab it, and it just bounced straight up and landed into that one girl's hands, and she took it for another 30 yards. And you're just like, one of those. Yeah. It's one of those plays where you're just like, how the hell did that happen? Yeah. You know? The wind is definitely starting to pick up here. That rain is coming that Topper alluded to. He wasn't kidding. He showed me the map.
Umbrella in sight though.
No, it's over there on the chairs. It's fine. It's fine. So that was fun, but it was a good game. Like I said, Keon made the 6-0 touchdown that put it away, and that is what it is. So we move on to 3 o'clock.
Yeah, starting off our 3 o'clock games, we have Past Our Prime once again against ANA. This looks like the game of the day. Past Our Prime came away losing 38-39. I personally didn't see this game. I wish I did for scouting purposes and just because it was entertaining. Next, we have Cobblestone taking a surprising loss to 4th and Dawn, 30-52. We have the Falconeers losing to Pittsburgh Feelers, 30-32. We have our new team, Gucci, moving over from Game On, losing to Cunning Stunts. Once again, a new team struggling against a girl team, 15-50. And then we have TMA squeaking by Blitzkrieg, 30-29.
Yeah, so ANA and Past Our Prime, they started playing on the field after we had just played, so I watched part of it. I don't know what happened. I don't know if it's because ANA, like, Maddie was just chilling all day, but Maddie played, like, the first drive at least with a drink in his hand. And I was like,
I did see that. I saw and a I was beer like, behind him. Yep.
And I was like, he was holding a High Noon, and he was in a, we'll say, a good spot. And I was like, oh, it's going to be one of those games.
But
where
is that
Maddie
elite Maddie? Is that peak Maddie? What's the better Maddie? Sober, completely sober Maddie or tipsy Maddie? Because I played against him for 5 years, and
peak,
I would say
peak
tipsy Maddie's
peak
probably.
Maddie is full half shirt, bandana.
Drunk.
He needs a little bit of eye black, and he needs to be a little drunk, but it needs to be off of whatever was in his Gatorade bottle like Gatorade jug he used to bring from back in the day. That's peak Maddie.
So do you think if he has a drink in hand mid game,
it's Popeye and spinach.
Okay,
that's just the way it is. So, I mean, it's kind of like you said, Past Our Prime's defense isn't the world's greatest, and I mean they have some really good players on ANA.
They score 40 points per game Past Our Prime. And they let up 40 or 50 that game. That's
right.
Question.
And this time it was 39-38, and that's just the way it rolls.
Hogan has to be mad playing for that team. He just needs one or two stops on defense and. He may have won.
Hogan's just mad. That's just kind of his gig. It's fine.
I wish he would come to the bar. I know he sits on the sidelines after the game for a couple, but I wish he would come to the bar.
That's just great radio. That is the door closing.
All right.
No, it's fine. That's what everybody needed to hear. It's cool. Nobody's listening anyway. Don't worry about it. You had said, Blaze, during the readings that Fourth and Dong beating Cobblestone was surprising. I think that's the opposite with Scotty Drow throwing for them and the Keller crew and everything. I mean, I don't think Cobblestone really is a D3 team. They're just there this time around.
So why are they not D3 in your opinion? Because I look at their girls, I look at their guys. Are you referring to the legend himself? Or
the reasons with which I feel that way are not allowed to be said on any official TSL podcasts. But
I'll say it.
What is it?
Which team are we talking about?
Cobblestone.
Oh.
Their talent.
Yeah, what's wrong
D3?
With why is Cobblestone not really a D3 team? Like what is their one weak link?
I thought we were talking about Stagmire, my bad.
Well, first, Cobblestone's 2-2 in D3, so no, what do you mean they're not really a D3 team?
But it depends on who they beat and stuff. I feel like they'd be better served overall being in like D4.
Cobblestone's one of those teams that says, hey, Topper, put us in a division where you need us.
So
we'll play in this one, but if you need to fill a different division, they could have gone down.
Yeah.
They could have gone up.
Remember when I said my D3 favorites being Free Ballers and Gray Hair? There's a reason why I left Frodo off, because Frodo lost arguably their two best guys because of Cobblestone moving up. They lost a wide receiver named Blake, and they lost somebody else. Because Garrett used to play with Cobblestone, so he knew that whole talent pool, mm-hmm. so he was having them playing two teams.
Ah.
But when Cobblestone was forced to move up to Frodo's division,
I never realized
they stuck loyal with Daryl. So Cobblestone took a massive blow just because Cobblestone being in the same division.
Well, teams should not plan on the division based on players they're borrowing from another team.
I agree.
Unless you're in D1,
I wish that wasn't a rule because as a captain, that makes my life
freaking
hard.
Yeah. Sure. Like I said, being a captain's terrible. But then again, I don't think Garrett was expecting Cobblestone to do a double division jump up either, but it doesn't really matter. The point you're alluding to was sometimes I think Daryl's off, and I mean, if Daryl's off, the whole team is off. So unless they have Sam throw for them a lot more, which would be really, really cool.
She's thrown 2 50-yard touchdowns that I've just
randomly
watched.
Exactly.
She comes up quarterback, and guys, the defense comes up, but does the defense know she can throw further than Daryl.
I think most
probably me too.
They have
to
know that.
Probably,
yeah. Oh no, yeah, she can wing it. She's
definitely
amazing.
That's the only reason you're a quarterback.
Dylan hasn't. That's the only reason. That's funny. Let's see here. So like you said, Gucci came in. They played Cunning Stunts. It's really hard to play a gender team. I think I might have already said that, but it doesn't really matter.
Have we highlighted Gucci at all? Because what I heard, they were the Wanderers from Game On.
No,
Game On
I will not.
Four times in a row.
No, no, no. I'll set that straight. They're not the Wanderers.
Do they have the same quarterback?
Technically, no, because Gucci actually has a female playing quarterback for them. Kelly
who
King.
Was that?
But Frank,
tall skater-looking guy who could throw the ball 70 yards.
Frank, who Topper had the pleasure of meeting this weekend and wants him to be on the podcast. He's a character. Frank is an amazing dude.
He's the Wanderers quarterback, right?
He is the Wanderers quarterback.
I reffed one of his games.
He's a special dude. I like
him
a whole bunch.
He can make any throw on the field. He doesn't look like it. You'll show up, you'll be like, oh, this guy's just going to scramble and throw a five-yard pass.
Right.
Stronger
Frank is way
Joey
better than
Joey Bats, but yes.
But so to answer your question, no.
There's
a lot of Wanderers that are not on
that
team.
That guy.
But Frank is a special quarterback for sure. Frank's special a lot of things, and I think having him on the podcast would be a ton of fun. We'll have to set that up for sure. But no, they're not.
Okay.
Who you think?
It's
they
just
are,
like a brand,
me.
Like maybe one or two players.
Well, in Game On, you can have like one person, like 17.
That's
so
what Jeff Kroll told me one day at the bar because I think who's their quarterback again? Ngucci, the guy, Zach,
Frank.
Frank was at the bar till like 5 p.m. one day.
Yeah.
And like Jeff and Kroll and I walked over and he was like, just so you know, that's Wanderer's old quarterback. I'm like, oh.
Not even old quarterback. I'm pretty sure he still is it. But yeah.
So they have a girl playing quarterback for them?
Yeah, allegedly that's what they did over in Game On. I know she had missed the first couple weeks because of a passing in the family. And she was there this week and she threw a little bit but not a ton yet. I think she's still trying to get used to it. I don't know. I really want it to just like work out where she's just a killer quarterback in D4 because I think that's the best case scenario for...
I do think she has a win because when I was watching Frank play quarterback, he lost that game. She hasn't
been here yet this year.
She has
no,
not.
Oh, I thought she was here this week. No.
So it sounds like they have a rotating quarterback carousel right now.
Right now.
Yep.
All right. So then Tisbert Feelers took on the Falcones and beat them 32-30, which is, I don't know if it's surprising or not because I don't know who was there for Falcones, but Falcones, when they were Well, they were two different teams, right? They were possibly Jabronis and Lightning
Sticky.
Falcons or whatever. No, International Lightning Falcons. Right. So it depends on who they have on any given Saturday at this point to see where they come up with. So shout out to Pittsburgh Feelers for getting the win. Was that their first one or second win? Second one, because they beat up Today's Feast in the first week of the season, I believe.
That was their first one, actually.
Maybe
they're
1-2,
and they're minus 67.
So they lost the team. They lost to Today's Feast then, so... That's cool. And then TMA played Blitzkrieg in the last game of the day.
I ref that one.
Oh, well, what happened? Because 30-29 is pretty close.
It was a good game. Let's see. Blitzkrieg had an opportunity to win it at the end, and they did not.
Like for a touchdown or like a conversion? Did they go for two? That'd be really good.
What happened there? It was a long day.
So what I remember, I'll let Topper think now.
Blaze, get it.
Who's that tall guy for TMA with the tattoos?
Tall Nick.
Yeah. Tall Nick made a great play in the end zone. I think that was the game-winning touchdown with like a couple minutes left, and then I think Blitzkrieg had the ball.
Yeah, Blitzkrieg didn't handle the last drive. They didn't handle the clock very well at the end.
Well, once again, they had, I think, their backup quarterback. The guy who usually plays quarterback was on the sideline, but he wasn't playing.
Oh, really?
Think they had one of their wide receivers playing quarterback for them. Maybe that's where the time management came.
Yeah, because I think Alex isn't going to be here much, if at all, this year, because I know he coaches too, so he's going to kind of got that Coach J thing going on where he's not going to be around a whole bunch. But still, shout out to Blitzkrieg, because, I mean, like I said, they played us earlier with the girls, and they only got 22. So if I'm going to play TMA, who I feel is like the quote-unquote runaway favorite, if you will, I can definitely hear the whistling of the wind, by the way. It's crazy. Oh, no kidding. Yeah, we might die here. But hey, whatever. If we can get the podcast out, it'll be okay.
Beautiful bar/garage to die.
We have enough beer. Yep. We have some cheese balls.
We got half a bottle of Mega James.
Enough beer to last me one night.
I love it. So TMA gets another win. I don't know if... I think they've won all their games so far. I don't know.
They're 3-0. They're on top of...
They should be.
They're
in D6.
Yep, they're 3-0 with a plus 12. So
maybe,
even though they're 3-0,
maybe this
looks
is the
like
year.
D6 is very tight still.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how D6 works out. I don't like that there's only six teams in it, but it is what it is. Can only do so much. But that ends our game. So, gentlemen, I'm sure as you know, we usually do our winners and losers of the week here. Blaze, you're on the left, so I get to start with you, but I feel like you already have this planned out and you've been ready for it.
No, I have not, actually.
Who are you? No, you don't get the pass. Everybody else has to fold. No. You got to go. Winners and losers.
Dylan Jaloza.
Oh, God.
Not for being the best quarterback, I know, but for being one of the best guys. And this is a big day for him.
Such trash.
He can't even escape now.
He's going to drive me home tonight. He's just, honestly,
he doesn't have to.
He didn't become
He does.
he didn't become our quarterback because I thought he was an amazing quarterback. He became our quarterback because I thought he was a leader. And I wouldn't pass the torch, being a quarterback myself, handing my team, my family, my brother and sister, like literally my team, my family, to somebody who I didn't trust. Or, like, if we sucked, I know we would suck with a great leader. So we just happened to be very good. So Dylan's, and now I get to watch him throw again with the free ballers with a couple of my friends on that team. So I'm excited for that. But no, Dylan's a winner all around.
Where are you going to go on your first date?
We already had our first date.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. What was that? Like Chuck E. Cheese's, I think?
Yeah.
You took me?
We slid down the slide together. Scouting
future talent. Anyway. All right, then who's your loser of the week?
Ooh. Not this week, but I was on the podcast last week. It's itches and O's.
Okay. Okay, that's
Matt
fine.
Newman was reffing one of their games, doing the league a favor. And Steve Mosier actually played high school football with me at St. Joe's. He graduated in 2011. I was in 2012, so I've known him for a while.
Okay.
He's a very competitive guy, but he was very outlandish last week. I didn't watch the game. The game ended, though, final whistle, and I just hear him and Matt Newman arguing, like, where they want to fight. Like, meet me on the corner, meet me on the parking lot.
I didn't know this.
I heard about this.
So that upset me because I know Steve had a lot of shit his first session. I know Matt Newman doesn't have a team this session.
Yeah.
He's a very busy guy. And he's coming to ref. And I know it takes a little bit to get Matt off his game. But I do know, like, if you say something to him, he'll say it back. So, it wasn't this week, but it was last week. It was just ugly to see. being a couple fields away.
Okay, that's a very fair one. Dylan.
So, oh, long story short, there's losers, more. People who don't treat their refs great. Because, guess what? We're in a ref shortage. It's summertime. Treat your refs good. Treat your refs good. I'm done. Just don't yell at me, please.
But... this is a bizarre world, and I love it. New Blaze is my new favorite.
New Blaze is great.
I love New Blaze. You might have just become my winner of the week, because I didn't have one anyway. Dylan, who are your winners and losers of the week?
Winners of the week? I mean, I know this is just generic, but I'm just going to say everybody that's in the league.
No, pick a new one. Come on. It's your first time in a podcast.
That's why he gets away with it.
Come on, right, Michelle.
You know what? I'm going to go with everybody. Everybody, come on, man.
Pick one. Be interesting. Pick one person or one thing you saw.
Make sure you make him your loser.
I mean, all right.
Just one thing you saw that made you happy.
Well, I won't go with one thing that I saw, but
I won't let you say everybody.
Well, one winner that I'll go with as a whole is losing streak in D1.
Okay.
Chris Nelson, baby. Yeah. Let's go.
Chris Nelson's one of our really good friends.
Broken heart. He left.
It's Dylan's time.
It's okay. He was able to have the interruption. He said some good things about me.
Go ahead.
30 seconds ago. But, no, losing streak, I mean, Chris Nelson we're really good friends with. Jordan Lawson I consider a really good friend, too. And someone who I've played QB against and with, and someone who's definitely made me better as a quarterback. So it's just good to see them move up into D1 after winning D2. And to they got their first one, I know that. I haven't really watched them play too much because I think we played at the same time as they did.
They're 1-1. They lost to Bobby's team by four points, and they beat the defending champions minus their quarterback last week.
So, you know, to go into the highest division, which is what we hope to do next session, and to not only win a game, but to, like, compete very well, it's something that I would consider a win.
Are you guys moving up if you win or lose? Or is it win and go up?
We're moving up for a certain reason. We have a great team right now, but there's one piece missing. Let's just say that piece may come back next session.
So you don't know for sure if Chris is leaving Lose Streak and coming back yet or not?
I say we're in D1 next session. That's all I have to say.
I like all of this. I like it. But you also said that to me last time in your D2, so.
Well, I mean.
It's a good jump.
It's a great jump. It's kind of what you wanted anyway, like.
I don't think I've ever stayed in one division for more than one session, besides when I started in D6 with a bet.
I think
B+.
Is true.
I moved up every division, every season. I've been a captain and quarterback.
They're very conservative with their grades.
B+ for your draft, huh? Yeah. I don't know if that makes you a winner or a loser right now.
Dylan, do you think we could be competitive in D1 right now if our whole team shows up? I know we had a lot of apps. It's summer league, so it's a shit show, but... I think we could be pretty competitive in D1 right now with our current roster.
I think we would be just based on experience and chemistry. Sure.
Baby steps, though. You don't want to go from losing D3 in the playoffs to going to D1 right away.
I feel like we've done this
before.
We've
talked about this before, and
we're ending the podcast. Everybody who doesn't care already turned it off.
I'm more impulsive than he is on jumping into D1. You know, I want to take on the best.
Exactly.
And even though I know I went from D6 to D3, it's a huge difference. And then even from D3 to D2, you go from a division that's more dispersed, top
playing an all-girls team to playing against Dave Baker consistently. It's a lot different.
So you're going from a division that's more so top-heavy, even though Quinn won as a lower seed.
Sure.
But D2 across the board, all the teams, I think, are just very, very competitive.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So I know we'll be in Division 1 next session. Who's on our team?
You never know.
But I know I want to be at that point as a quarterback. So
You're saying the right things, that's for sure.
But also it's fun. I mean, we have fun. So
you're also supposed to tell me your loser of the week now, right?
Oh, so my loser of the week is everybody that hates pumpkin spice because it's back apparently.
I love pumpkin.
You're making yourself the loser of the week.
Yes, I am.
So you hate white women. Got it.
No.
This is why he's the best quarterback in the league. He made himself loser of the week.
It's back. I mean, I know my girlfriend's excited. I know all the girls are excited out there. But
this is the best answer yet.
But I consider myself a loser for Pumpkin Spice coming back.
You should, because Pumpkin Spice is fantastic. It's A-OK.
Pumpkin's
a great flavor.
Pumpkin a spice? No.
Okay. There's pumpkin spice and they're pumpkin.
Correct. You're correct on that. But I feel like pumpkin pie flavoring is the way I go with it.
Okay, that's...
Like, that's what I look at it as. But you can't just say it like that, because pumpkin flavoring doesn't sound as good as pumpkin spice. You got to sell it to girls and us.
That's true.
So that's where it comes from. It's all marketing. You hate the marketing.
It's brilliant. Yes, okay.
Do you like pumpkin pie?
Yes.
So then you'd be fine with it.
Yeah,
honestly, I think you're coming around right now. You're like, all right, you don't have to get it in your coffee.
You're having a pumpkin spice beer next week.
Pumpkin beer is great. Give me pumpkin.
What do you drink?
Pumpkin vodka.
Pumpkin vodka.
Well, at least that's better than Bobby, who only drinks water.
There we go.
So, okay, better than Bobby. That's fine.
QB1 versus QB2.
I love it. Patrick, winners and losers of this week.
So my winners would be the refs that jumped in when a ref bailed out this week.
Did a ref bail out? That might be your loser.
Well,
so back off.
Ricky didn't really bail.
Oh, he had life to do.
Something came up. But so, you know, when you get to the field and find out that, you know, you don't have someone reffing for four games, you have to scramble. So, I know Emily filled in. I think Little Baker might have filled in a game, or he volunteered at least.
Bobby was even at the field reffing for the first time.
And Bobby, yeah.
No, hold on.
Now you speak of Bobby, though. He reffed, like, four games for us, and then he gave me all the money to give to the vets.
Okay. That's annoying, because I want to make a very shitty point about Bobby, and it was that he was terrible when he was a referee for the Blitzkrieg.
He's stepping in
game.
When nobody else wants to step in.
I get it, Bobby, but like, he was definitely like, not that Jess Cunningham yelling at somebody is like special, but he wasn't paying attention. He was always talking to people. He was on the phone while marking spots and marking them wrong. He made awful calls. He called a penalty. Steph was in the middle of the field standing there, and a dude who is definitely is almost like my size runs into her and trips over and falls down. She was just looking forward and he ran into her and fell, and she got a penalty for doing literally nothing. It might have been the worst, and they barely touched, so I don't know how the hell this dude went down. It was like wrestling a Jace, terrible. Bobby was awful that game, and I was really frustrated with him, but like at the same time I know he's helping, so I didn't like yell at him too much. I did at one point, like, it was enough where I said, like, dude, you gotta pay the attention a little bit more. So that frustrates me that he was such a good guy about things now. So
It's okay. Didn't you tell me the first game you ever reffed,
I got
somebody
screamed
yelled at you
at
and
by,
you never reffed again?
I got screamed at by Kate Bagley.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And she told me she was going to like cut my heart out or something, and
so
I believed
hard.
Her. No,
well,
I...
She would tell that to everyone.
But if you're on your phone, you're
don't
reffing,
get,
that,
yeah,
that
no,
shouldn't be permitted.
Right.
If that's true...
It's one thing if you're checking a text message or something stupid, but like on it and talking to people, I don't love that, but... Whatever. I mean, we fired people back in the day for that type of shit, and then rehired B back. But what? But
he did donate the money to the.
And that's
so,
huge,
so.
And that's awesome, nice. And that's a big winner. Oh, all right. Well, I don't take it back, but I'm less.
So was
angry.
That your loser of the day, Bobby?
No. I already had my other one to do tongue in cheek. So we'll get to that. But it's not even my turn. It's Patrick's turn for a loser of the week.
Thank you. I thought it was my turn, but I've been listening to you talk.
I don't want to leave. It's so nice here.
It's getting hot in here.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you props. Frank got a D+ on his draft grade.
Well,
he must not have been using his app. He pays $10.
We'll have a talking with him on Saturday.
I love all of that
about his fantasy draft.
My brother Frank, by the way.
Yes, I know.
Well, not the audience.
The audience doesn't know. We are talking to at least 200 people.
I know I'm staring you in the eyes.
He was looking straight at.
He can't stop.
You got big blue eyes.
Yeah, he cannot stop looking at you.
So my loser of the week, I'm gonna have to go with Peyton.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Go on.
So Peyton from Spinelli, from Spinelli's Plumbing.
A lot of Spinelli's.
He's messing around with our wine tournament without even knowing he's messing around with the wine tournament. So
I just found this out today.
If he's out there, he better call this guy back from the winery.
Explain it a little bit better to the people.
Peyton's a plumber.
He is.
So I introduced him at the winery to the owner of the winery, who's in construction.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, hey, got a job for you.
He's blowing off the winery, and yeah, we're going to get kicked out because he's blowing off the winery.
We lose this winery because of Peyton.
He's out of the league. I think it's very fair.
Very fair.
He's out of the league.
Very fair.
So whoever listens to this, because I don't think he listens to this, somebody needs to tell him that. Topper says you're out of the league if you don't call back Black Willow.
Yes.
Done and done.
There you
beautiful.
Go.
Beautiful. Okay, my winners and losers of the week. My winner of the week, I didn't really have one coming into this today, but my winner of the week is now New Blaze. I've never had somebody come on the podcast and be like, your youthful exuberance slash you look up standing stuff. You read the scores really well. You were into it. You always have knowledge, and I had a great time with you today. So even though I should end it with that, I didn't have a winner, so I'm gonna make you New Blazes the winner. So that's spectacular. My loser of the week, I don't really have like a super good one, so I'm gonna give it to Deke. Deke has joined Bullet Club this year, and I was really excited about it, right? But he has showed up, and he'll say this himself because he admitted it to me because we were both talking about how we were hammered, but I don't matter. Deke was a little too drunk the last couple weeks, and he hasn't played up to his potential. He does not look like the Breakfast Club superstar I thought I signed.
He didn't pass against me.
Exactly. Topper didn't throw him any interceptions. He has a league record 5 drop TDs in the first 2 weeks, and he's felt like shit personally. And then he had to blow off our other game because he had to go to a wedding, which was garbage, obviously.
Bullshit.
Unbelievable. So Deke is my friend, and I'm just messing with him. But at the same time, he knows he hasn't been playing that great, so I just want to like needle him a little bit. And I'm pretty confident he listens to this, so I feel good about it. But that's it. It's nothing too special, nothing too good there. And then let's see here. Wow, we are at hour 15. Not too bad since we deleted one already. We're going to do our final thoughts, and we're going to get out of here. Blaze, you know the drill. You can say whatever you want about anything. Go nuts.
I love this league. I think about it all the time.
You just yell at him for saying like the same type of shit?
I check the website all the time, so I just want to say I know the league has a couple of huge blows in the past 5 years with Ramir and Lenny passing.
Yeah.
So I just want to thank Topper and everybody else who stepped up. I know Joe K has played an immense role. Coach Jay.
Coach Jay's been huge.
I can't imagine trying to get fucking people to ref. He's not even playing this session and he's doing it. And then God bless Emily Curry for helping him, and then Jeff Kroll and all the other support staff. I know Emily Schilling's here every week. And also thank you to everybody who's at the bar, everybody who shows personality in this league, because I love this league. I love it more than a 28-year-old male should love this league. I'm sure everybody sitting here can agree to that.
But, I feel it, man.
I met a lot of my
just as bad when you're 37.
I've met probably all of my best friends some way, somehow in this league. Mm-hmm. So this league has not only made my life a lot better every Saturday, but just overall. So that's my final thought.
Awesome. Dylan, the floor is yours.
Well, first and foremost, to everybody celebrating, I want to wish everybody a happy new year. Today is Rosh Hashanah for all of those that didn't know. So happy new year. Happy and healthy. So that's number one. Number two, obviously, as I was alluding to before in my winner of the week that got shut down. yeah, I mean, everybody that plays or that is involved in this league is a huge winner. Everybody that helps run it, it's just everybody has their stuff going on during the week. But for a solid amount of hours every Saturday, it's just everybody loves to come out and play football, hang out, have a drink. So thank you to, I know both of you are huge contributors, as Blaze just said. So I know everybody appreciates all the hard work that you do to make it happen. But then number three.
Dun-dun-dun.
Spicy.
Pumpkin how, spicy. What are the rumblings about a winter league?
Well, that's the indoor league.
Yeah.
Is it happening?
Is it happening?
I think so. I mean,
that's about
so what are the parameters about like per team, like how many D1 players can
you're going
to,
you're going way too far year. But it's
I love
be,
it
yeah
I live thing. This so this is why I'm asking. Dylan brought it up.
Well, all right, so then here's some insider knowledge. The questions you seek, Topper doesn't actually have the answers yet.
Okay.
It's never like a long planned out thing. It's like a let's just wing it like when we get a lot closer to it.
We're all curious, that's why I asked.
Probably do the same format that we did last year with players, like D3.
I think that's
fair.
Okay.
I liked it. It was fun.
It was fun. And then we might expand the playoffs so that everyone plays. We might break it into two tiers, like
okay.
Two different divisions.
Yeah, for playoffs.
So you had a lot of interest the first winter league or
we had a lot, yeah.
Yes. People love football.
They don't like that six-month break between
they don't
the
like,
season.
And they don't
the
like their other options.
Break, yeah.
That's for sure. They definitely don't like their other options, but when it's the only option, people go play there, so
and I know I'm the captain of Top Shot, and I know it is expensive for you to rent out one of these places. And I know just from getting feedback from my team, we will pay extra because we do know it's more expensive.
We didn't really even mark it up. I mean, that's not even a lie. Just, we just had to do it because there was so much interest from everyone that was, you know, looking to get out.
I could probably speak for myself and like six other captains I know, and Price is not a, not a.
Well, as long as you have enough people and it spreads out, it's not even that bad. Not even that bad.
No.
That it for you, brother?
That was it.
All right then, Patrick, your final thought of the week.
What was your final thought?
He just.
I had three. Different
he had three.
Thoughts.
All right. That's.
Happy New Year, happy family, happy Winter League.
Number four, I just drafted Topper, a really sick fantasy football league, so when he wins the championship,
it's a 10-team league, everybody's a good team. Alright, that's fine. If Topper wins the fantasy football league, Dylan should be allowed to play on three teams next. I think that's a fair deal. Curry is favor, and therefore you can get special events. I love it.
Perfect.
I really want to know if you win this now.
That'd be funny.
You have to do it then. It's fine.
I'll let you know. I mean, I will probably tear the team apart because there's not a big bench and you have to fuck things up to, you know.
You're going to screw it up.
Yeah.
He's
going to
screw
it up.
He might punt on the championship just to not let you do it. Do you win money?
benches his whole team.
Seriously, is this a money league? Like, are you going to win money if you could?
Yes, but it's not big money.
So it's definitely worth it for you to purposely throw the championship despite Dylan than to win it?
No, it's a personal league. He's been in this league for 10 years. He's not throwing this.
Rod's money. It's Ron Kozlowski from Ace.
Okay.
So they haven't been in the league. It's in our league in a little while.
You
got to
get him back in.
To take his money.
Once you get, you got to get Ace back in the league so Blaze has somewhere to play.
I like my home.
I love it.
So my final thought. Well, first, everyone who came through with all the donations last week, that was crazy.
Nah, he beat me at it. Go ahead.
That's a great one. I can steal your final thought.
It's a good... I know. That's why I hate going last, but I have to. It's the rules.
But, you know, this week we still got one more week to try to get some more donations. We need more socks and blankets. And
what size socks are you looking for?
I need socks. I mean, you know, average size male is what, size 10?
I mean,
so,
I wear size 15 socks. Like,
so,
what the hell do I know?
So, but, you know, it's veterans, so they count all sizes.
I have about 20 blankets in my current bed, so I will definitely
be new.
Be,
okay. Be new stuff.
Well, I think it's more valuable to have a Blaze slept on blanket.
Well, we
smells great. Smells great.
You can sell that on eBay.
Yeah, right.
It's like bath water. Yeah.
But
like
pumpkin spice. Everyone came through. We had a lot of soap, shampoos. Matty Ice donated more samples of shampoo, conditioner, whatever else.
Oh yeah, that's right. I heard he was
crazy. We did have a lot of socks and. Toothbrushes. So
cool.
We got enough of that stuff, but as I said, we'll get the wheel going. And
here comes that rain.
Who brought the umbrella?
You did.
Yeah.
Who's gonna lose the umbrella in a fight?
Me. Anyways, so thank you guys, and appreciate everyone that brought out last week, and hopefully we get some more donations this week.
Yeah, we're doing it this week too, which is really exciting because I think we got the word out kind of late this week, but still the fact that we had such a wonderful response to it in such a short amount of time is really cool. And I know some people were like, oh, wait, I didn't know about this, blah, blah, blah. So now I think most people do know about it, and they'll come and hopefully donate. And
we'll have the tent's going, we'll have the wheels going this week. So.
Yeah, the wheels going will be really exciting. And that's pretty much it for final thoughts for Topper. I don't really have one now, which is annoying. I guess my final thought is just the same as it always. Thank you to everybody who has stepped up to join the TSL Fantasy Football League, because we'll be doing that draft on Thursday. I almost feel like now that Dylan gets this special thing for Topper's League here, we should have an even more special league.
Oh,
but the championship belt hasn't left the home of the Jaskers since we got it, the Leonard T. Elba Memorial Championship belt that's been sitting there, because Emily Curry won it the first year and then Coach Jay won it last year, so it's just been sitting in the same spot. So hopefully one of the other 22 people in this league can steal it. That'd be really exciting. The only other final thoughts I had, things have just been going smooth. For the most part, we haven't had any like real big issues. It's been good. It's been hot almost every week, but I think we're close to that being a wrap on that. The season's just underway and people are having a good time. Nothing bad's been happening, so let's just keep it up. We'll just keep going with where we're at. The only bad things that have been happening here are like the podcast magically deleting or not being able to be saved, which has been really exciting, and I'm scared for what happens in about 30 seconds here. But other than that, guys, new Blaze, Dylan, thanks for coming
new
out, guys. Thanks for coming out, though, for real. You
call
guys
me Blaze.
Blaze.
There you go.
I don't know if that's better.
Accent on the E.
I like New Blaze. No, but seriously, lightning's coming. We're definitely going to get going now here at Topper's Tavern and Poolside Cabana and Dog Park and just about everything else. But it's been fun. Everybody keep it up. If you want to be on the podcast, please take a second out and let me know. We've been doing this thing where people have been talking to Topper about how they're supposed to be on the show, and then he forgets who we talk to, and then he asks me who he talked to, and I don't really know, so it's always exciting. But we'll have it a little more together. It'll be fun. Like I said, we can have up to 6 people, or maybe 5 if you just broke that other microphone. But we'll figure it out, and it's a blast. Season's in full swing. Everybody stay safe. Have fun out there. Try not to get hurt. And, let's just go. Go
stay
Bills.
Dry.
For real. See you guys.